What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Evolve You podcast. I am your host, Dr. Brian McElderry, holistic life coach, business mentor, speaker, and author. And on this podcast, we deliver you exciting episodes, not only from myself and my own experiences, but other influential guests we decide to bring onto this platform to deliver their expertise. If you're new on, welcome on. You're now a part of the Evolve You family. Let's just celebrate you. And I'm so excited to deliver any value that may be of help to you in your own personal life. If you're a return listener, we appreciate you for your continued support. Please, again, share out. And if this does deliver you any value, please leave us a rating and review either now, before that you haven't done so. Just pause for the cause. Do it really quick. If you listen to multiple episodes, if you have not done it already, go ahead and do it now and then tune back in. If you want to wait to the end, if it's your first time, that's great as well. But we just want to hear your feedback. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into it without further ado. This is way overdue, in my opinion. But what I wanted to talk about today was, where do we go from here? Obviously, maybe you guys haven't heard from me in a while. If you're a returning listener, if you're a new listener, this is your first time listening and you're wondering, well, what is Brian about? I'm not here for that right now. You can reach out to me for that, for my story. But what I'm here to tell you is that I've been getting so many questions about, where in the world, Brian, do we go from here? I trust in you. I follow your platform. I listen to your stories. I read your emails. I'm a part of your programs. I'm one of your clients. What do we do as a collective? And I'm going to break this down a little bit into various episodes. And I think it might help a lot of people to hear it from their perspective, right? And not to say that I can, you know, fill shoes of a white male or a white female or a ethnicity that isn't directly related to this situation of white and black, my Asian Americans, my Hispanics, my Latinos, just everyone that has been directly or indirectly, and obviously my black community. I want to speak from the heart about where my heart is during this as a black male that has been directly affected by this emotionally. And it's just, you know, something that is affecting all of us for this crazy year of 2020 that was supposed to be our year, right? And I don't want to call it a wash, because I will say that within every pain, within every inch of just struggle, there is growth on the other end. There is an opportunity for us to learn and be better. And I just think about, well, what if this wouldn't have happened? What if COVID didn't come about? What if we didn't go into quarantine? And I'm not here, again, to talk about conspiracy. I'm not here to talk about the what ifs. I'm not here to talk about all the existential things that are going on. I'm here to talk about what's on the surface level of what I know everyone has been dealing with. And that is the fact that we have been going through a health pandemic. That is the fact that we've been pressured on this year of 2020. People forget that there was already pressure going into this new decade that, oh my gosh, like, this is the year for me. It just seems significant, right? You just had that feeling that something magical was going to happen. And then now we've hit this roadblock, and now we've hit a second roadblock. We're not only in a health pandemic. You know, I don't care what your beliefs are. It's still there, you know, even though there might be some cases that are skewed and whatnot. We're not talking about that. But now we've gone into a social injustice pandemic, in my opinion, because now it's spread to the whole world. And we've seen peaceful protests. We've obviously seen instances of it being taken advantage of. And I'm not going to speak on those people. I want to speak to the people here that are willing to grow and willing to heal and willing to learn and are asking the big question, Brian, what can I do? What can I do? Right. So I'm going to break this up into various episodes, and maybe they're short, maybe they're long. But I really want to give first, you know, my answer into how I'm doing. And I think, you know, that's the biggest question that people have had for me is, first is, Brian, how do you feel? Like, how have you been affected? How is your heart? How is your soul? What are you thinking through all of this. Like, it seems like you're okay. I want to check. I don't know. You're a black man. That could have been you. What's going on? And I will tell you from this perspective that in every ethnicity, in every culture, there are levels. There are experiences that each and every person, which is a beautiful thing, because that means God obviously made you very uniquely in your own right, that we try to still compartmentalize this community. So for me, what I mean by that is that I was fortunate enough to grow up in a middle class family of a black woman and a black man that were very strong, that said, we're going to work our butts off to do what we can to take care of our family. So my sons, me and my brother, will not have to necessarily worry about things. Right. So I grew up with a two family household being able to do the things that most children from the black descendants, the African-American community, didn't even have the privilege of doing. So when we try to compartmentalize what's going on, I really wanted to preface that we must begin to think more deeply about the questions that we're asking and the way we're viewing all of this. So once that is established, then you can make your inferences. So for me, I explained to people that, first of all, I have to acknowledge that I still had privilege, right? I was still privileged, the fact that I didn't have to necessarily worry about other things, and that I was born into that. I had no control. But one thing I was grateful for is that my parents never allowed me or my brother to forget who we are. And that means that you are black men. Proud black men that are coming from a generation of ancestries that are very, very significant, that you come from history of struggle, of people that have sacrificed for you to do the things that you're doing today. And we were never allowed to forget that. Now, I wasn't reminded on a daily basis. You know, if you're new, I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, born and raised. Same house, you know, brought home from the hospital. I go home for Christmas at 30 years old and I was brought home in the same house, you know? So it's that type of, environment that I grew up in. But, you know, we went to, a black church. We went to one of the most established black churches in the city, Sixth Avenue Baptist Church. Now don't get it confused with 16th Street Baptist Church. And I don't want to go into history lesson during this, but that is the church that was bombed with the little four girls. Okay. Now how closely this hits to home is the fact that my parents grew up in the era of the Civil Rights Institute. It's not Civil Rights Institute, the Civil Rights Movement, excuse me. There is a Civil Rights Institute in Birmingham, but you know, I used to have conversations with my mom. I remember used to asking my grandmother, you know, what did it feel like? What was going on in the city during that time? So when people ask me, you know, this has been ingrained. You know, I've always known that there has been racial bias. I've always known that there's been racial discrimination. I always knew that there were people out there that did not like me because of simply the color of my skin. It didn't matter how hard I worked. It didn't matter what I did. That was always going to be a barrier no matter what. So I just was fortunate enough to have that experience growing up. When I opened up the Alabama, like we had a history book, an American history book, and then we had an Alabama history book. I just vaguely remember that as we've been going through this, that I remember opening up an Alabama history book. So my brother said something profound is that, you know, he posted on his IG stories today, and he said that imagine opening up your history book and you are one of few of African-American men or women in the school. And the first thing that you see when you're trying to learn about people that look like you, you see them in chains. And for people that are listening to the fact that, oh, you know, you may not feel that, just imagine trying to learn about who you are at an early age and you see this ancestry, you see your ancestors, you see people looking like you being demeaned, being dehumanized, being treated like animals. Like this is the reality that me and my brother and many others maybe grew up in. But what I try to let people know is that because I know that, because this has been a part of me, of my DNA, I'm not saying that I'm suppressing the situation. I'm not saying I haven't hurt. I'm not saying I haven't cried. I'm not saying that this hasn't impacted me in some way emotionally. But I will say that I've been able to handle it differently because that wound, that scab is just a little bit broken. It's just been reopened slightly. But for others, this is a whole fresh wound. This is a fresh scar that has just now hit. This is a fresh wound that is now being opened for the first time. And the history is coming out. The truth is coming out about what's going on in our society that is just compounded on compounded on compounding of information that people have been refrained from for years, for decades, for even some people their whole lives, that they literally had no idea, that they thought that this was just in the past, that, oh, that was just 60 years ago, that we're not dealing with that now. Y'all are talking crazy. There's no racial discrimination. I'm not racist. You know, I love you. I've got black friends. I can do all these different things. But we've got to understand from a holistic perspective, and I'm talking to anyone that's listening, whether you're black, white, Asian, blue, green, I don't care what color you are, that we must be more socially aware and socially conscious that there are people that have various histories that are different from ours. We have people that grew up in various experiences that are different from ours. We've got to unlearn everything that we've learned. I'm still learning. I'm relearning what I thought I had put in the past. And that wound has been opened back up and said, okay, Brian, it's time to revisit some things. It's time to build up your repertoire. And I'm going to shout out my boy Arkman here as we have our Wednesday Wisdom Talks. And I've had him here on a guest episode. But, you know, building up your reservoir of information so you're very well versed, you're knowledgeable in what's going on so you can speak a lot calmer. You can be more at ease knowing the facts. Now, there's ways and coping mechanisms to heal, and there's ways to do that. But I will say that where do we go from here? I will start with the acknowledgement piece. I don't know how many messages I've gotten. I've lost count. How many messages, Brian, what do we do? What do we do? How are you? What's going on? I want to hear your viewpoint. I need to understand. I can't feel your shoes. I don't know what to do. I'm hurting. What can we do? And this is coming not from simply the Caucasian community, the white community, but it's coming from everybody. Brian, I'm a black woman. I don't even know how to support you during this. I've been trying to support my black men, but this just hurts too much. For my other minorities, Brian, I've got my own, we've got our own issues and it still hasn't been addressed. But for some reason, I just feel this a little bit differently. I feel like I should be a part of this. What do we do? The first piece is acknowledgement. You know why I've been so calm? You just learned why I've been so calm. It's simply a wound that I thought I put behind me that I really have to readdress now and say, Brian, you have an opportunity, not just you, but many other leaders that are in my same space that can handle this, to say it's time to step up and provide some, you got to stand firm in some position. You got to understand what stance you take in all of this. How is this going to be different from 4 years ago? How is this going to be different from 10 years ago? How is this going to be different from 60 years ago, back in the 60s? What is different? And what I've received, because I'm a believer, what I've been really praying upon and what I've received is that, yes, you can look at facts from many different areas. You can talk about politics. You can talk about conspiracy. We can go into that if anyone's listening about viewpoints, because I'm gathering all info, all viewpoints. I'm talking to all types of people. I'm listening and watching all types of YouTube videos and podcasts. But what we will say, one thing hopefully that we can agree on, is that we don't have a understanding of various experiences of other people. We can't fill shoes, and we're afraid to even ask to fill those shoes. We're afraid to even put ourselves in a painful situation of sitting there listening to somebody's story that we can never, never experience. That's a tough place to be when someone's listening to my story and saying, Brian, I don't know how that can happen. I would never know. Because it's painful, right? It's painful to listen because you want to, people naturally want to help. They want to come to your rescue. They want to feel for you. They want to pray over you. They want to, you know, fight for you. But what's going to change? There are many different ways we need to change. We have to acknowledge what position we stand. If you're a white male right now, if you're a white female, understand that you have, even though you don't want to accept, even though you don't believe, even though you feel like you are all inclusive, you got to understand that because simply of how we look, there is a certain way that we are perceived in society. There's a certain way that this system has been set up to where a certain race, a certain culture, a certain ethnicity has superiority overall. Once you can acknowledge that, as painful as it is, because again, you were born into a situation where you had no control over. You could be the most inclusive white person ever. You could be the most inclusive, happy-go-lucky black person ever. You could be the most inclusive minority ever. But if you don't understand where you come from, what this country was built upon, what certain cultures were built on, we don't understand our history. We are trying to remove ourselves from it because we want to constantly look towards the future. We want to rebuild and reform and pave our own way. But there are things in place that we're not willing to accept that need to be addressed right now for us to even move forward. So what I'm going to ask of you, I'm not going to dive any deeper because I want to separate these up into talking to my specific communities, is that acknowledgement is key. Understand the position that you have. Revisit your past. Revisit what you've not learned. Understand that, wow, I don't know. Understand that you are angry. Understand that you have been silent. Understand that you've seen something and you haven't spoken up before. Understand that out of all of this, once you can acknowledge where you stand, as painful as it might be, understand that, hey, I've got racist parents on both sides. I'm not just talking about white folks. I'm talking about my black community. I'm talking about everybody. Everyone has natural bias. There are black communities that do not like white folks, right? We've all have to change our viewpoints, but there's different starting points. And unfortunately, we can't come to equality until we address the fact that there is acknowledgement that needs to happen about where on a surface level does everyone stand based on the history and the past and the systems that have been set in place for people to have certain advantages, no matter how hard you work. Unfortunately, people see you before they speak to you, right? They see you. So what are you seeing? Do you see color? Yeah, we want you to see color. That's what makes this country beautiful. We want you to see that. Well, I don't see color. That's not a valid answer. Well, I'm not racist. That's not a valid answer either. We need to see color. We need to see diversity. We need to see it. Because once you see it and then you understand it, then you can understand where that person is coming from. Maybe what that person has been through. Maybe not necessarily how you can bring it up, but how you can be more empathetic in times of trial and tribulation and hurt and pain. During this time, there are people that are like, suck it up. But that's because they don't see color. They don't know history. That when you have a people that have been oppressed and dehumanized and looked down upon before a word comes out of your mouth. Imagine the trauma. Imagine the mental capacity that it takes to wake up every day and try to suppress that. Try to handle those emotions, handle those thoughts that creep in. Just for a second. So how do we come out of this? Where do we go from here? We've got to acknowledge where we stand. What do we believe in? And if we believe in this at all, are we ignorant to the fact that we can't acknowledge that we're wrong, that we've been wrong before, that we can't come out of this, that we're so prideful that all of us can't acknowledge where their biases have stood in the past? This is the only way to move forward, because right now all I see is the country being broken apart. Now, there are peaceful protests, there's reform going on, there's things going on to where I do subtly see us coming together. We're starting to have deeper conversations. We're starting to integrate a little bit more. We're starting to listen a little bit more. We're starting to inject ourselves in certain cultures and in experiences where we're trying to resonate. We're trying to understand where this pain has been for so long that has been brought up time and time and time again. But right now, I think the world has our attention. The world has the attention of everybody to listen up. So where do we go from here? We have to acknowledge the position that we currently stand in and be honest and truthful with ourselves. I appreciate each and every one of you. I want to leave you with that because I want to continue this conversation. If there's any way I can support you, I'm doing okay. If anyone's concerned, I'm doing just fine as best as can be. I do have my points of hurt and pain that reappear. But right now, what I've been called to do, in my opinion, in my prayers, is to be a beacon, to be an example, to be a bridge, to be a soundboard for people. So if that is you, if you're needing any of that, please let me know. I'd love to have a conversation. I've been having a lot of conversations on IG Live, Facebook Live, just over the phone, whatever it might be. Obviously, I'm supporting my clients through this from the life coaching space and also the business coaching space. So if you're interested in anything that I do, I would be remiss if I didn't allow you to, offer more support to you. Right. So you can check all that stuff down below in the show notes. All my stuff, all my links will be down there. And I love each and every one of you. Thank you for listening, and listen up to the next episodes, which will be addressing a certain community of how you can come out of this and what questions you may have. And I may poll some people, or I may come up with just, questions that I've been getting from my daily conversations. So thank you guys again. And I look forward to hearing from you in some form or fashion. And I will see you in the next episode.